91.5 WMFON Medford.
That one got the gong.
Sorry, guys.
There was no swears in that.
Sorry about that.
F and S and F.
Yeah, they swore a lot. That's why I did that. Now, why ain't I hearing myself, though?
I hear you just fine.
Hello, hello, hello. You guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
I got you.
We hear you fine.
I don't hear myself okay. I don't know. I got to figure that out. Let's play another song. Which one do you want?
To Fade Away.
To Fade Away?
Sure.
Fade Away for sure.
All right. Weird. I'll play with this during the song. To Fade Away, Key of Caustic, right here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Do you hear it?
Yeah, 100%.
So, To Fade Away, Key of Caustic, great song.
Thanks, dude.
What was it about? We were talking the whole time.
Are you talking to
What's
me?
It about, Jimbo?
It's about fading away, Ryan, actually.
Yeah?
Hence the title.
What were you thinking of, not Fade Away, the old... Who originally did that? I know Stones,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. No, it's just about a guy that had a feeling about... You know, sort of a next move in life and sort of that person's reaction to stuff that he was getting bombarded with. And it's more like a plan, you know, a plan to walk through. And then Fade Away is just sort of just letting it go, you know, letting it go and not stressing out over it. So,
very cool. Yeah. How many songs have we got left?
Two.
Today.
Two. Yeah.
Is it two?
Yes. Well, you are including one I'm going to have to try and edit on the
You're
fly.
You're going to have
to. Because you really want me
PLS
to play
PLS would be the other
this
one.
This guy's forced me to put swears in that song.
We're trying to keep our punk cred, guy.
They held me down and said, put some swears.
So sorry for the little pauses. That's what's going on here. You want to do that one next?
Sure.
Okay, yep. You're gonna have to point at me right when I.
Oh, it's on me. That's too much pressure.
Dude, your lyrics, you're gonna know the best.
Yeah, sure. I know.
Okay, which song is
and
it?
And if I don't, it's called "Into the End."
Got
yeah,
it.
Just mute some other random lyric for no reason.
All this.
You're right.
Yes. So hopefully this won't be the end of our radio career.
No.
Into the End by Key of Caustic. What's that, Tom?
Tom Cruise.
Colin.
Huh?
What were you saying?
I said, takes you for a ride. That song.
good job helping me edit. They were
no problem.
Very nice work on that cue.
They're pointing at me.
We're trying to keep it PG for all the kids.
We're not a G-rated band, man.
Well, this isn't really a PG show, but we just, because of FCC rules, we can't. Exactly. We're not supposed to swear.
Those guys need to chill out.
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
Chill out.
If a guest lets one out, I mean, you just tell them to stop. Same with the callers. You say, you're on the air, no swears. So what are you guys up to? Are you going to stick around with me and play some more songs for the end of the day? Or?
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'll stick around for a little bit.
Like I said, now. Jason's supposed to stop by.
Yeah. What time's he coming?
I don't know.
All right. So let's spin something, man. What do you guys want to play?
Well, we'll play. We got one more by
oh,
you.
Oh, one of ours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
This song is the first one to debut through Code 213 Records.
This one here?
Yeah.
Yes, this is what I've been playing by you guys. Yeah. Now I know where to find you, and I can play the other stuff.
Cool.
All right, Key of Caustic, this is Pretty Little Suicide, the radio remix. Why, was there originally swears in it?
Nope. Just longer.
Longer.
Yeah.
You want to go with a longer one?
Yeah, why
not? Sure.
You like longer better?
Yeah.
Nice to longer yeah, let's do it. Better. Let's do it. Pretty Little Suicide.
But it's...
Uh-oh.
Tuileries. Birds take your hand. We'll promenade the old bookstore.
The sun is high above. I walk in front, you're very tall.
Always shining.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. That's okay, so are you. Look, I miss Sunday mornings every day for all I care. I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, cause I found God. Today I shave my head. I'm not sad, and just maybe I'm to blame for all I've heard. I'm not sure, I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there. I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay. Yeah.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
nothing more than a line in your book. Yet I'm nothing more than a line in your book. Yet I'm nothing more than a line in your book.
Crystal. each other. Each other.
I'll be damned if the...
you're gone, can't get you back. I look up to you to keep me on track. Where your journey ends, mine must begin. You're forever with me, always call you my friend, yeah. Call you my friend, my friend. Just surprise. You weren't supposed to leave us. You weren't supposed to die. May you rest in peace and all your pains aside. I'll see you later, but I'll never say goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
Since we taught, get to tell the people that we're still here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. So a few of you guys gotta take off, huh?
Yeah, I gotta take off.
No problem. Sounds like you're bummed about it.
I'd like to stay, but you know,
I have a dinner engagement.
Did I tell you last night you're gonna have the time of your life?
I did. You did not lie. Did not disappoint.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you, Jimbo.
Vitaly. Correct.
Yuri.
Sometimes Yuri.
Busy guys, they got wheeling and dealing to do.
Yeah, it's the first time I ever heard that name, so you got to give me a break, yeah. Vitaly. It actually sounds Italian. Do you have an Italian descent?
It's Italian last name, but Russian first name.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's good to see Screaming Jay too, man.
Screaming Jay Hawkins? Oh, Jason's here. Jason Ring from Babes. We'll play a little bit and talk to him. I guess Corey's gonna stick around, huh?
Gotta. Yeah, that's right. I'm here for the show.
See you in 2 weeks, good. Man.
Well, Vitaly, Jimbo, Colin.
We're gonna find him in like Mexico.
They'll know me by the trail of death.
He'll need a blood transfusion when he comes back.
They are Key of Caustic. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, right on. With 91.5 WMFO Medford. Here's some Babes, and we'll be right back with the front man from them, Jason Ring.
Yeah. I like the shine. In fact, I think everybody's supposed to do their own thing. This is what you call doing your own thing time.